Very excited to be here. I don't know if you can tell from where you're sitting, but I am a very tall lady. Thank you. I love it. I love being a tall woman. Love it now. Hated it growing up, because any tall women in here know being a tall girl, not so fun, right? Because when you're a tall girl, people only give you two options in life. It's either playing sports or modeling. So when everyone looks at you and they're like, you should play basketball. You're like, yeah, or. And then they're like, or volleyball? You got big hands, kid. You'll be great. And they were not wrong. I was very good. I was. Yeah. Yeah, I was good at sports. I played basketball in college. Where my athletes at, huh? That's accurate, San Diego. That's accurate. So we stay inside. I love sports, though. I love it. I'm very jealous now, especially basketball's really blown up for women. It's a very exciting time, you know? Yeah, it is. It's exciting. But when I was on the team in college, nobody cared. Nobody cared. When people found out, the only question I would get was just, oh, so are you gay? That was it. That was it. No follow-up questions. Yeah. But now people found out I played over 10 years ago, and they get excited. They'll be like, oh, shit, superstar. Okay, all right. But now we've progressed as a society, right? That stereotype doesn't exist anymore, but now I get harder questions. They're like, I mean, female athlete. I gotta ask, how do you feel about transgender women playing sports? And I'm like, oh, damn. Can you just ask me if I'm gay? Because I know the answer to that. I'll get that one right, 10 out of 10. Yes. I've done the research myself, so I am prepared. But no, it is exciting. I am excited. I'm very happy for what Caitlin Clark has done for women's basketball. But if one more man says I look like Caitlin Clark, I'm going to kill him. I am single. I assume we have some single people here. Yes? No? Thank you. I like being single. I do. I think I'm finally ready, though, to be in a relationship. But it's mostly just because I'm tired of getting dating advice from people. Because all of it is terrible, right? None of it's helpful. My least favorite piece of advice is when people say, hey, listen, okay, listen, all right? It's going to happen for you when you stop looking for it. Yeah, because I'm like, here's the thing. I don't think you know my version of not looking, because I won't leave my apartment. So, yeah. So by your method, is he going to break in? Just... Like, girl, if he wanted to, he would rob you. Men like the chase, you know? You should lock the door, make it hard for them. They love a challenge. But the only good news is now when I hear a noise in the middle of the night, I do get excited. Like, I used to be terrified, but now I'll wake up like, I don't know, maybe he's cute. I should go check it out. You never know when you're going to meet someone. He works hard, late hours. Motivate it, you know? You could spin anything. Someone else told me I should go older. You ever get that advice? Go older. Yeah, they're like more mature, more likely to want to settle down. And yeah, they're not more mature. We all know that, right? Those dudes are just tired. That's it. Yeah, they just want to sit down. Yeah, they just want a comfy chair. I think you could trap one easily. You just need like a Lazy Boy and Paramount Plus. They'll stick around. That's it. But there's definitely perks if you go older, right? Like, I think the biggest perk is you don't have to worry about them cheating on you. Yeah, because you could just read their phone from across the room. So, I mean, they could try, but, you know. I'll catch you before you hit send. You're not going anywhere, honey. But in all seriousness, I think I would like an older guy, because like a lot of times I feel like I can't even keep up with modern dating. Like, did you guys know that people are like now debating like who should pay for the first couple dates? I thought we were gonna keep that. I thought we were keeping that forever. Which we all know, the unwritten rule, right? Men, you're paying. Women, we offer. Or gesture, you know? Right? Like, I thought that was the nice thing to do. Right, we have a lot of women in here. I mean, clap if you at least offer to pay for the first couple dates, right? Okay, I don't know if you know this though. Men will take you up on your offer, you know? that this is happening out here? This is crazy. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. That was a pump fake. I don't have the card in my hand. What are you, crazy? This is ridiculous. And I understand the argument. Times have changed, right? Women, we work now. Sometimes we even make a little more than men, right? But here's the thing, okay? It is always going to be more expensive to be a woman, all right? That's just what it is, all right? And I get it, because men will be like, listen, women, you guys do a lot of stuff that we don't tell you to do, okay? Men will be like, you're doing a lot. You're doing makeup. We don't say you got to wear makeup, okay? You're doing lashes. You're getting filler, Botox. You don't have to do all that stuff. And, right? And here's the thing. We do. Because if we didn't, we would look like you. And you don't want to fuck you. Because I don't know if you know this, we don't even really want to fuck you. So, yeah. Right? Like, that's the only reason you're on a first date with us, is you find us attractive physically. You would not be there on date one if you didn't think we were physically attractive. And I don't know if men know this, but women will be on date three with you like, attraction can grow, I heard. They said it would happen by now. He's nice and has a job. And your attraction growing has to do with you paying. That's why we're there. So we'll still keep our head in the game. Because there's a lot of stuff I do to be attractive that I don't really want to do, you know? Like, I have to, every couple weeks, go and get my nails done. You think I like sitting there, immobile, for 2 hours, unproductive? But it's like, that's to trick you guys. I got to put a little color on my nails so my hands seem dainty and feminine. So, like, when I ask you for help, you believe it. You know? So I'm like, can you take out the trash? You know? You don't notice that, like, I could palm a fucking ball, you know? Like, I got it. Like, I could get it easily. Very easily, you know? I'm doing my best. Doing my best. I don't know. It's hard. I have been trying to work out more. I've been trying to lose weight, which that gets harder as you get older, you know? That was my New Year's resolution, which feels so lame. But I didn't know this. Times have changed with this. If you're trying to lose weight, you're not really supposed to tell people that you're trying to lose weight now. It's like a taboo topic. It's weird. It's hard. I mean, it's weird for me because I'm in my 30s. I grew up in the 90s. So it's like, if you grew up in the 90s and you didn't hate your body, are you even a woman? You know? Right? Like, someone offered me a piece of cake and I said, no, thank you. I'm on a diet. And then I got corrected. Oh. Yeah. They were like, ooh, that's, shouldn't say diet. Dieting is toxic. Yeah. Also, they've done studies. Diets don't even work. Okay. It's a lifestyle change. I was like, okay, well, I'm on a lifestyle change until my brother's wedding. So, do the math. It's the same thing. Figure it out. Yeah. But I think it's because of Gen Z, so I think you got to just use Gen Z terms that they're okay with, you know? So now if someone offers me cake, I'm just like, no thanks. I'm superstitious. So, sorry, is that carrot cake on a Friday? You know I'm a Taurus. That's bad luck, okay? I don't fuck with that, all right? No cap. It's just frustrating because it's like, I am for body positivity, okay? I am. I hope everyone in here loves their body, all right? Appreciates their body. I want that for everybody here. But at the same time, if you would like to change your body, we should also support that, all right? Because anyone who has ever tried to lose weight, you know how hard it is, right? And it's even harder if you don't have anybody supporting you. And body positivity has turned every friend of mine into a hype man that I didn't ask for. I didn't ask for this. I thought I could talk to my closest friends about this, right? I just said I wanted to lose 10 pounds. And immediately, my best friend was like, what? That's crazy. You don't need to lose 10 pounds. You look beautiful. You look wonderful. You should just love yourself the way that you are. Also, you look like me. Are you saying I need to lose 10 pounds? Right? And you're just like, fucking, yeah. And if we did it together, that would really help me out. So, if you want to go to a spin class or... I'm kidding. She doesn't have to do it with me. You guys have been very, very fun. I'm Eric Spira. Enjoy the rest of the show.